62 American parts, 10 Russian cities, and the supply chain war nobody declared. Ukraine struck Wildberries warehouses in at least 10 Russian cities this week, destroying roughly 10% of Russia's largest online retailers' logistics capacity. The targeting logic extends beyond commerce. Wildberries' warehouse network overlaps with logistics infrastructure that Russia uses for military supply chain management, making the strike an attack on civilian adjacent commercial infrastructure that serves dual purposes. The discovery of 62 American manufactured components inside a Russian Iskander ballistic missile, a short-range weapon with a range of up to 500 kilometers, used extensively in Ukraine, generated what are expected to be the most uncomfortable conversations in Washington this week. The number 62 is specific enough to confirm that Ukrainian forensic teams conducted a thorough component-level teardown. Researchers have documented the transshipment problem since 2022, when Western microelectronics first appeared in captured Russian equipment. Components originating in American fabrication facilities move through intermediary countries, sometimes Turkey, sometimes Central Asian states, sometimes Gulf entrepôts, and re-enter Russia through chains that are technically legal at each individual step, but functionally illegal in aggregate. The 62 component findings suggest that process has not slowed. Putin signed new military orders in the days after Kazakhstan publicly called for a war freeze, a pointed response directed as much at other post-Soviet states as at the West. Kazakhstan's President Tokayev has walked a deliberate neutrality tightrope as Russia's closest CSTO ally. The timing of Putin's orders signals that the tightrope has limits. Zelensky issued a public warning of a prepared massive overnight Russian strike, a preemptive alert rather than a post hoc report, reflecting Ukrainian intelligence collection capability that has improved meaningfully since the war's earlier phases. Russia's ruble-backed stablecoin, launched as a partial workaround for dollar-denominated financial systems, collapsed under Western sanctions enforcement, confirming that secondary financial rails are being closed. Trump, asked about China potentially arming Iran, said he would be disappointed, a word notably absent of consequences, and one he has not used when discussing trade tariffs.